This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, because I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, because of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Free.
I'm feeling very blessed and honored right now. First of all, just to have the opportunity to be right here with you. But also because of all of the windows and the doors that are opening right now. I don't know about you, but I had a very tough holiday. And during that time, you know, in retrospect, you kind of look at your life and you look at what's going on. Maybe this is you. And when you do that, we can get really down on ourselves. We can get down on where we are. But what it did for me was it just helped me realize that I'm coming to a close of a year, the close of 2015. And we can do this anytime. It doesn't have to be on December 31st. I get that. And I hope you do too. And I'm blessed because I'm chosen to be here, number one. And number two, everything that's happened in my life up to this point has brought me to right here, right now. And I say this to you, not to build myself up, because I don't need that, but to let you know that no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, there's different ways we can look at everything that's happened. And we can say, woe is me, or we can say, what's the lesson? What's the lesson that can be learned in what we've been through? So that we can be better prepared and more stable, or have a stronger foundation to move forward into this year or this day. Because it doesn't have to be about the end of the year and the beginning of the year, because a new beginning happens each day. Every morning we wake up and it's a new morning. So we don't have to wait. Good news. We don't have to wait till the end of the year to say, okay, I'm done with this year. Let's start new. Let's start fresh. It's new every morning. So my question to you is, what goals have you set for this new year? What have we learned from our past experiences to bring us to this time? On the drive in here, well, actually, let me start. I'm going to go back a little further because I just want to tell you something. This morning I got up and I got ready, and my daughter had texted me last night and said, Mom, leave the door open because I want to spend the night. And I love it when she does that, because I love any time I can spend with my daughter. She's 30 now, okay? So if she takes time out to be with Mom, I just love it. Some of you can relate, I'm sure. Anyway, so she comes, and the next morning, we're getting ready this morning, and she borrowed some clothes, which she does, and it's okay, as long as she brings them back clean. And we didn't get to talk much. Then I got my little dog, my little Missy. She's a little white chihuahua, and, you know, she sleeps with me. I know some people don't like that, but I happen to really like her sleeping next to me. She keeps me warm. She snores, though. She does snore. Anyway, before I leave to go to work, I always have to do this potty time, you know, where you get the leash on her and you have to walk up and down. And it was raining, you know, it's raining this morning and really raining. She did not want to get her feet wet. I had her little sweater on, so cute, but she still did not want to get her little feetsies wet. So she was refusing to do her duty. I met my next door neighbor who just moved in next door. And we were talking briefly, and then I picked her up, put her in the car, and got in the car and turned on the engine and, you know, drove away. All of a sudden, this horrendous smell started just permeating my car. And I'm like, what the heck is that smell? Well, my dog did not do what she normally does in the morning. So I'm thinking, wow, did she have an accident? There's just this horrible smell. So I rolled down the windows. It's raining, so everything inside's getting all wet. And the smell did not go away. It didn't go away. And I'm thinking, what the heck? So then I get to work and realize I had stepped in it. You know what I'm talking about. I had stepped in it, and I'm thinking, what a way to start this day, right? But I thought, it's okay. Side note, I'm a dancer. I perform and compete dance. And when we are doing a rehearsal dance and the dance does not go well, some people say, it's great. You're getting all of that out of the way, right? So that you can have a great performance and you can do the best you can do because you got all of that out of the way. So I'm thinking, you know, I stepped in it, not so good, not so fun, but now the rest of the day is going to be fantastic, right? That's the attitude I have. And that's exactly what happened this morning. This morning I got to work. I had appointment after appointment, needed to come here. And I just had a lot to get done because there's a lot of pressures, a lot of time-sensitive issues that I will be talking to you about because I want to invite you all to some things that are coming up, some celebration of the Sue Free Show and the new book and all of that. So I'm going to invite you all to that as we move along here. So goal setting is what I'm talking about today. And with goal setting, you know, you have to understand where you are. You have to understand who you are. You have to understand what your passion and your purpose are in this life. And the Sue Free Show is all about that. It's about the pursuing your passion, your purpose, and your connection. So if we are constantly thinking and being intentional about, why am I here, God? I can remember that. I used to ask the Lord that when I was younger in high school, and life just wasn't going well for me. And I can remember looking up and just kind of yelling out, screaming out to God, saying, why am I here? It cannot be for what I'm doing right now. It's got to be for something so much more, Lord. You had to have created me for more than this. And then a small, tiny voice that was inside my head, not audible, but it just said, be prepared. And the whole time since that time, I've thought about that. Prepared for what? What am I preparing for? And we don't always know that, do we? But what do we know? We know that there is something inside of us. There's a passion inside of us, something that we enjoy, that time just flies by and you don't even know it because you're doing this thing that is just so important to you. And so I want to help you figure out what that is, because I want you to stay on track with that. I want you to stay on track with what God created you for. Because when you do that, when the bumps in the road come your way, it doesn't make you waver as much because you realize it's just a bump in the road. It's not the end of the world. There's a lot of things that I'm happy about, thrilled about, joyful about. And my life right now is not all going perfectly or great personally. My business life is going fantastic, but we have different parts of our lives. So we set goals in order for us to stay on track, and I want to help you do that. So I'm going to read from the book that I love to read from, and it's great because it always relates. And here it is. I flipped to it this morning, and here we go. Are you ready? I'm going to read from Jesus Calling. You can achieve the victorious life through living in deep dependence on me. Now that, we could stop right there, couldn't we? Do you want to live a victorious life? I do. What does that mean exactly? What is the image that comes to mind when you think victorious life for you personally? What is that? People usually associate victory with success. Not falling or stumbling, not making mistakes. But those who are successful in their own strength tend to go their own way, forgetting about me. It is through problems and failure, weakness and neediness that you learn to rely on me, meaning the Lord. True dependence is not simply asking me to bless what you have decided to do. It is coming to me with an open mind and heart, inviting me to plant my desires within you. I may infuse within you a dream that seems far beyond your reach. You know that in yourself you cannot achieve such goal. Thus begins your journey of profound reliance on me. It is a faith walk, taken one step at a time, leaning on me as much as you need. This is not a path of continual success, but of multiple failures. However, each failure is followed by a growth spurt, nourished by increased reliance on me. Enjoy the blessedness of a victorious life through deepening your dependence on me. Here's some verses that go along with this, which we always love to have verses, don't we? The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I love that, don't you? Oh, love it. So when we're setting goals, I'm just going to tell you a little side note here again, is I can remember way back that when I look at the full moon, what do you see when you look at the full moon? Do you see anything in there? Because what I see is a woman with a microphone. And I always thought it was a singer. And now a new epiphany is I believe it's a speaker. It's a woman speaking. And I think that's my vision. It's a victorious life, and I believe that everything for me, everything that has brought me to this point today is to help others understand the purpose they were created for, to understand the passion they have inside of them that's burning. And sometimes people try to snuff that out. They try to snuff out that passion that God put there for a reason. It's to fulfill His purpose. And we have to know what that is, don't we? You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, Salem Communications. This show broadcasts all up and down California. And it's on iHeart. It's on iTunes. It's amazing. And I just, it's available all over the world now. And I just, that is just hard for me to just even grab. I just can't believe it. But I believe that currently, right here, right now, that God has prepared me for this next venture, this next assignment, and that everything that I've been going through, all the pain, all the emotions, all the self-discovery, everything that has happened up until this point is for me to take this next assignment on. Sue, what is that next assignment? Well, I've now been asked to do a Sue Free's TV show. I know, really? And I have this book called The Change, and I've been asked to go on tour to do more with other women who are also helping others find out who they are and what they are and what they're made of. It's amazing how when you go through trials and tribulations and you're thinking, God, you say you won't give me more than I can handle, but yet, okay, stop now because this is all I can handle. I can't take on any more. And then more comes. And you're going, I told you I didn't want to take on anymore. I can't take any more. But God knows more about what we can take than we do. And I'm not saying that God throws bad things on us, but He will allow these things to happen for a reason. And that's my belief. Okay, people think different things, but my belief is, you know, God didn't make me fall off a horse and shatter my right leg. He didn't make that happen. But somehow He allowed it to happen, and good has happened out of it. I realize I can't do all the things I used to be able to do, but the things that I'm designed to do, the things that I'm supposed to be doing, guess what? I can still do. And that's what I have to look at. I have to look at, okay, what's the purpose here? What's the goals? And I'm saying this because the same applies to you. You need to be taking inventory. Take an inventory of where you are and figure out what is the most important. I'm going to help you right now. First of all, Scripture is really important, and being in the Word is the most important. Having a personal relationship with your Heavenly Father, there is nothing more beautiful. There is nothing more important than that. And I'm going to stand firm on that because I don't always do it. I don't always do it. And I know that when I fall away or when I pull away or when I just get distracted, that's when I don't have the grounding and I don't have the strength and empowerment that I have when I'm in the Word, when I'm standing firm on who I am in Christ. If you don't know what that all means, go to SueFreeze.com. SueFreeze, spelt like fries, one word.com. Go there. And there are things there that can help you. I want to help you because God's put me in a position to be able to help you. And I'm here to serve. So there is different things on that website that can help you. One is the new IMs. And the new IMs is a way in which you can record your own voice and you can say the IMs through Christ, who you are through Christ, in your voice. And your soul, your mind, hears your words better than if somebody else says them. And it's much better and it goes much deeper within your heart if you say it and you hear it versus just reading the words on a page. So I have both for you. One is free and one's not. The free one is you can print out your IMs and it's all of God's. I think there's 3 pages of IMs that are from the Bible. They're scriptures from Bible. It's what Christ says you are. You are victorious is one of them. But there are many scriptures there that Christ tells you who you are in Him. And that's more important than any person on this earth, because there are people here, I'm sorry to tell you if you don't know this already, but there are people here that don't want you to be all Christ created you for. And it's sad to think that there are people like that out there, but there are. And we just have to be guarded, you know, put the full armor of God on, and you have to have that discernment to really weed out those people that are not there to help you be what God created you to be. That's just a little word of advice, a little word of wisdom, because I have to guard myself all the time. So I have lots to go over here. And if you're just tuning in, thank you so much for doing so. This is the Sue Free Show, and I am here to help you. And I know that anyone listening is going to get something. It might just be one golden nugget. And you know what? It's worth an hour to get one golden nugget if it can change your life forever, isn't it? I think it is. So a little commercial I'm going to give you right now. I want to tell you about an event I'm having, and I really, really, really want everybody to come and join with me in this celebration. It's on Thursday, January 28th from 5:30 to 8:30. It's at the Lux Hotel, and the address is 11461 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles 90049. You can go online to info@SueFries, spelled like fries, .com, and you can reserve your seat there. And I am guaranteeing that you will get something out of this 2 hours. I always ask that. I say, you know what? I want to be able to deliver something because I want there to be something in it for those coming. For me to drive in the evening on a Thursday night on the 405 freeway, It better be good to take time out of my busy schedule to come and visit. And I will tell you, there's other people there. You know, I believe in resources and relationships. And I think if, you know, I had an interview on the way in here, and the lady, it's for a magazine. Anyway, she was interviewing me on the way in today, my little office in my car. And she said, so what do you attribute your success to? And a couple things I said is relationships and resources, because it's the people that you connect with. It's the people that are there that you help and they help you. It's a win-win situation, and I'm always looking for a win-win. And I will tell you, you come to my celebration about my 6.5, almost 7 years on radio, the new TV show, and my book, The Change. If you come and you join with me at the celebration, which I hope you do, I guarantee you, you're going to meet some really incredible people, and I'm going to be speaking at this event. I will be speaking into you like I'm doing on the show right now, and I just hope you come. Okay, so please join me the celebration of this new season in my life. I'm excited about it. So goal setting, that's where we're at, right? Set goals in the context of the total person that God has made you to be. You know, it's so easy to compartmentalize our lives, isn't it? You know, in business, I can say I'm very successful in the business world, but my personal life, oh, it needs a little help, okay? Spiritual life, where am I there? Okay, let's see. I'm going to take a temperature gauge, 1 to 10. Where am I spiritually? And then you have your family. Where are you on your family from 1 to 10? And you can grade yourself on where you believe you are. Then I would suggest going to those that you love that are closest to you and ask them what they think. Based on your actions and your relationships with them, ask them what they think about how you're doing in these areas. What are the areas? There are 5 parts to our person. Did you know that? We have our spiritual, we have our family, we have our social, our physical, and our work, right? Those are the five areas. So you can grade yourself from 1 to 10. How are you doing, right? Okay. So I'm going to read from this. This is something that was brought to my attention from my assistant, Lydia, and thank you, Lydia, for helping me with this. There are many ways to approach goal setting. Some people look at the big picture, then break goals down into smaller chunks, and some like to take a looser approach. However, no matter how you set goals, it's important to consider the total how God made you in the process, which is what we just said, right? God created you and every person on planet Earth with several parts. If you fail to give each part the proper attention and care as you reach toward your God-given purpose, you'll experience problems, right? And some of you can relate to this right now, and some of you are going, no, I'm good in all of this. For example, because God created you as a spiritual being, He wants you to love Him with your whole heart, soul, and mind. And that's Matthew 22, 37, 40. If you don't believe me, it's right in the Bible. This means that your goals must agree with your spiritual convictions. If you set goals that go against what you know God asks of you, you will become fragmented emotionally and intellectually, and you will lose your joy and enthusiasm. I can tell you firsthand this is true. If you haven't been here and done this, I have, and I can tell you that it's true. You have to be in alignment. You have to be in alignment because God has a specific purpose, and He will nudge you in so many different ways, through people, through just emotion. It's just, you have to be in alignment with that. So be sure that you're staying in alignment with Him, because He's what makes everything work correctly and simpler. I don't know about you, but keep it simple, sister. That's what I say all the time, the KISS method. Keep it simple, sister. We need to do that. Additionally, because God also created you to need connection with others, if you neglect the social aspect of your life and become all work and no play, ouch, you will become out of balance and you'll most likely experience physical, emotional, and social problems. There's no doubt that God wants you to fulfill your purpose. In fact, it's your duty, since He has given you gifts to do so. However, be mindful not to neglect any of the five areas that make up you, who you are while you do His work. I'm just telling you, there's more after this brief break, so please stick around for the Sue Freeze Show right after this break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy Tyson stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
If you own or run a small business, here's some straight talk. No hype about how you can save up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on health benefits, business insurance, and HR issues. A company named Simpolicy can provide A to Z services for your employees to save you countless extra hours of work dealing with benefits, workers' comp, human resources, and business insurance. And they can save you money, improving your bottom line by helping with employee management. How much money? Just log on to Simpolicy.com and quickly fill in your employee census. Simpolicy will analyze your info and suggest ways to improve your employee benefits while reducing expenses so you can run your business and let Simpolicy do the drudge work. Find out more at Simpolicy.com. That's SimPolicy.com. Or call 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. Simpolicy. your small business resource, a sister company to Montage Insurance Solutions.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Okay, I'm back. And thank you so much, Ecola Services, for sponsoring this show. I so greatly appreciate it. And listen, if you need termite or pest control, please don't hesitate to call us. We are here to serve and we care. So just call us and we'll take care of you, okay? And listen, if you're listening and you want to just connect with me, I am asking, you don't know if you don't ask, right? I'm asking you to please connect with me on the Sue Free, spelt like fries, .com site. There is a way to do that. Just go on there. And there's a entry form right there. And it doesn't ask a lot of information, just enough for us to connect. And then email me. You can connect by there and just tell me what you think of the show. If you have any ideas on what subject matters, because I'm always looking for subject matters. If you have a guest or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, I welcome that too. So anybody listening out there, I know I have listeners. So, you know, connect with me, would you? I really would love to hear from you personally. And I listen to each and every one of them. I read them myself. I respond myself. And I'd like to connect with you because that's what it's all about. And I really would love to know who's listening out there. You know, I want to know who you are. Who you are. I want to know. Okay. So getting back to goals, one of your goals is to connect with me. That's one of your goals. Okay. I guarantee you it's going to be a good thing. All right. So I'm going to give you 5 principles for achieving goals. Are you ready? Principle of dependence upon God. Now, we already talked about that, didn't we? The whole first section was about God, right? It's like you have to have this personal relationship with God. I cannot stress it enough, but I am going to move on. Okay? You need to spend time every day. That's all I'm going to say. Spend time every day. You know, this morning, before I put my feet on the ground, my little dog snoring next to me. She's all warm and cuddly next to me. And I just said, Lord, guide my steps before I put my feet on the ground. Guide my steps, guide my thoughts, guide my words, and help me to be a blessing to those I come in contact with today. Help me to know what to focus on and what to just kind of put aside, because everything does not have equal value. And you have to understand what your goals are to stay focused and laser beam focused on what it is that God created you to do, because there's other people around you, and those people have their gifts too. And if you take everything on, news to you, if you take everything on, you are not letting them take care of the purpose that God created them for, are you? So let them do their thing, the purpose that they were created for, and you stay focused on what you're good at and what your passion is. And when you do that, all things work together. It's an awesome thing. Principle of administration is number 2. Organizing the information and projects we already have frees us to focus on accomplishing the goals God has given us. If you have let your to-do list pile up, your finances get out of hand, your file system grow outdated, your production will be thwarted. If you struggle with organization, you may need to read a book. I recommend Getting Things Done by David Allen for starters, or ask an organized person to help you set up a system. Whatever it takes, do it. Organization is essential to forward progress. 3 is principle of production. Nobody wants to waste his life or her life, but we have all wasted portions of ours when we simply go through motions without concentrating on actual production. Kind of what I was saying before, laser beam focus. It's too easy to be busy, but not productive or fruitful. Guard against time wasters. Don't let those monkeys jump on your back as you walk down the hall. I have that visual all the time. It's like, nope, I'm not taking that monkey. That's your monkey, not my monkey. And invest your time in what really matters. Not only do I want to be productive in office work and pastoral care, but I daily ask the Lord to help me be productive in soul winning. That's a good cause, isn't it? That's being a blessing, just being there and looking for opportunities, isn't it? Principle of assessment. Set regular periods when you take some time to ask yourself, how am I doing in whatever it is that you put on that list of goals? Use these times to focus on growing in your walk with the Lord, your relationships, your ministry, every area of your life, those five areas. Remember, I talked about the five areas. Sometimes it is helpful to ask others, including your spouse, people that you love, oh, that's so funny, to point out how and where you can improve. Regular assessments give you an informed fresh start and direct your efforts to greater production. Principle of focus. We live in a culture of noise and distractions. Boy, isn't that the truth. We must be intentional, love that word, about growth if it is to take place. Writing your specific goals down and setting time-activated deadlines both help to maintain focus. In fact, all the principles above work toward focusing your attention on the specific goals God has given to you. We serve a God who is worthy of every resource we have. Let's focus on practicing these principles that will help us give our all to Him. I love that, don't you? I think that's so fantastic. The Sufri celebration that I've invited you to is to share valuable tools to self-discovery and positive personal change, as well as my keys to success and new projects for 2016. I'm going to also offer membership where I'll guide and support a community of faith-based professionals. And I really, really, really want to see your face there. I'm really hoping you do come to my celebration on January 28th. I want to see you there. It's Thursday night. Please come and join in with me on the celebration. It's at the Lux, right off of Sunset, off the 405 freeway. And it's going to be a good time. And I'm looking for the win-win because I know you're devoting time, sacrifice to come, and I want to make sure that you walk out and you're a different person, a better person, that you're going to be more than you were when you walked in the door. That's my goal, and I know that we can make that happen. And I left the best out for last. It is free. It's not going to cost you anything except for your time, which I know is very valuable, and gas to get there. But it's not going to cost you to enter the door, but you will walk out with something. I'm not going to tell you what that is, but you will walk out with something. I'm not going to let you leave without something in your hand. So you need to come. And not only that, as the people that you're going to meet are going to be fantastic people. I surround myself with fantastic people. So don't miss out, okay? I want you to be there and don't miss out. 10 insights that will change the way you set and achieve your goals in 2016. At the end of each year, 45% of us roll up our sleeves and optimistically decide what we want to accomplish in the year to come. Yet, year after year, only 8% of us actually achieve what we resolve to do on January 1st. In fact, 25% of us don't make it past the first week. That's pretty sad. So change your tactics. So this is more information for you. The majority of people write down their goals without ever developing a plan to see them through. So not only write down the goal, but you need to have a plan, and you have to work your plan. Use these 7 concrete tactics to set attainable goals and develop proven systems for actually accomplishing them. Number 1, make your goals bite-sized. I always say this. It's like, you know, how do you accomplish this goal? One bite at a time. It's like an elephant. Okay, how do we eat this elephant? One bite at a time. That's one that I use on a regular basis because it is that, isn't it? You can't eat an elephant. Very visual. I like these visuals. But you can't eat an elephant, but one bite at a time, you can. So that's what we need to do. It's a big, big, big elephant. It's a big, big, big goal. But you don't have to accomplish it right here, right this minute. But you have to be working towards it every day. It's like the target. You've got your target, and then you work backwards to figure out how you're going to make it happen. And then piece by piece, you whittle away. I can tell you firsthand that that's kind of what I've been doing, okay? I have the business. I have Ecola. I have the radio show. I have these 2 books that I had to get injured to write the first one because no way did I have the time, but I got injured, so hopefully that does not happen to you. But, you know, I did have something make me slow down and lay on the couch. And then the second one was like a weekend for a chapter. And it took the whole entire weekend from morning until morning, I mean 3 days of total focus, write, rewrite, get the thoughts on paper, just, you know, totally just everything out of me on paper and then to try to figure out how to make everything flow. It was quite the endeavor, I have to tell you. And then the new one is the TV show. Okay, and now I've got to figure out, okay, what's the message? What am I trying to accomplish here? And how do I make this happen? And how does it flow? And what is it, you know, all of these things. And then piece by piece, you know, you've got the big outcome. You got the goal of what you envision in your mind, because it starts with vision. You got to have that vision or that dream, right? It starts there. And then you have to figure out, okay, how am I going to make this happen? So you got to set time aside to really just think. First thing, though, pray. Pray. And I found that it's amazing how empowered you become when you take that time to be at one with Him, the Holy Spirit, who just, you know, it's hard to explain it, but there's this thing that happens. It's clarity. When you pray for clarity, it gives you, it's amazing. You ask and you shall receive. It's amazing how that happens. But He tells you that, doesn't He? In the Bible, He tells you that. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened for you. Are you doing that? I find, even with my kids, they miss out on the asking. My employees, I say, you know, you don't know if you don't ask. And you might feel really uncomfortable asking the question, but what's the worst they can say? No, a two-letter word. No. Did that hurt too much? No, not really. So what I say is, you don't know if you don't ask. Do you hear me, Katie? You don't know if you don't ask, right? This is the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And you know, Katie is the producer engineer of the Sue Free Show. And I tell you, her smiley little face is just so sweet to be across from me right now. And I just love it. It's very encouraging and very inspiring. And I'm very grateful for her. Okay, so make your goals bite-sized. One of the worst mistakes people make when setting goals for themselves is aiming too high. That's not to say having aspirations or even setting lofty goals is a bad thing, but it's also important to be realistic. Okay, I didn't write that. I'm reading that, okay? And I'm going to tell you that, you know, don't be small by your own thinking, because it's God, and God is a big God. Our God is a big God. And sometimes He wants the goal to be bigger than us, because He wants people to know that it's Him, not you. So don't hold yourself, restrict yourself back. But I will say that no matter how, the size of the goal, because I have a huge goal, and I think I've shared it with you. And the goal, it's not my goal, it's God's goal. And it's to have a ranch. It's a ranch for domestic violence, mothers and children, where I can house them for up to 3 months, maybe even 6 months, who knows. I don't know how many rooms I have. I don't know. That's all up to God. The ranch, how many acres? I have no idea. This is all in God's hands, but I'm putting it out there. Why? Because I know I can't do it. It's not my goal. It's God's goal, but He's put it in my heart, in my mind since I was 10 years old. And when I got injured by a horse, it didn't go away. Now you'd think, okay, I can't, you know, I got on a horse recently, by the way, this little pat on the back for me. I got back up on a horse and it felt so good. I loved it, but it's God's goal. The ranch is God's goal. And the domestic violence is because, you know, I've experienced some things in my life that I'm not proud of, but they happened. And because of them, I am here right now talking to you about it. And I am telling you that there's something in my heart, something in my soul, something in my spirit that's saying, Sue, you've been put in a position that can help. And it would be terrible for me to turn a deaf ear on that. It would be terrible for me to just walk away and say, you know what? I don't want that. That's just too much work. And if you are saying that to yourself right now, I'm telling you that just give it over to God. Let God figure out the details, okay? You just stay focused and stay on the track. And whatever that goal is, whatever's coming into your mind, what's ever coming into your heart, and then you're going, whoa, that's way big. That's good. That's really good. Just understand that God wants to be a part. He wants to be the bigger part, okay? You're the open vessel to be used for His glory. Understand that, okay? Harness the power of productive procrastination. Procrastination. I do not like that word. I don't. I like productive. Productive is a good P word. Yes, let's be productive, okay? Procrastination, let's put that aside. Let's just not even deal with that. Okay, let's just get her done, okay? Can we get her done? I think we should get her done. I've always taken pride in my ability to put things, everything really off until the absolute last moment. This is not me either. Possible and somehow still get everything done. It's never my ideal work situation and it's not something I consciously do, but it happens every time. For me, I'm reading this. It's by Taylor Martin, and those are not my words. But I do put some things off. But what I do is I evaluate and prioritize, and I'm pretty good at that because I look at what's the most important thing. What is the thing that needs to get done right here, right now? And I will focus on that thing first. But not always are the things that need to get done right now our priority. They're not. Sometimes they just are in the way, and you have to get them out of the way. But we have to focus on the priority things. So be sure that you understand the difference, okay? And focus on those priority things. Don't let all of these other things get in the way of doing the important things, okay? That's my word of advice to you. Okay. Number three, plan your upcoming days and weeks before they start. I tell all my office staff at Ecola, I tell them that every night they're supposed to leave and they're supposed to have three things they're going to get done the next day. And they have them right in front of them because sometimes, you know, the morning gets in our way and, you know, we're thinking about the kids getting to school and whatever, okay, the person that cut you off on the freeway, whatever it is. But you know what? When we sit down at that desk, we have to know what those three things are. So checkoff lists, I think, are very good. At Ecola, I have a notepad that I give to everybody at any home show, anything we do, you know, ladies' night out, whatever. I'm passing out these notepads. Because I love notepads. And I have it with Ecola on it. And I have Termite Lady and her phone number on it. And number one, guess what it is? Call Ecola for a free estimate for termite. Isn't that a good goal? I think that's a good goal. There's more important goals. Yes, there are. But that's my checkoff list is that's what I have. But then from there, we can add whatever else we want. But calling Ecola and getting that free inspection is a really important thing. Okay, create a deep work ritual. What does she mean here? If you spend a lot of time in meetings and on calls, chances are your more important tasks keep getting pushed back or simply remain unfinished. Even if you're just expected to quickly respond to emails, you probably feel like nothing is getting done because every time you start making headway, the phone rings or a new email swooshes its way into your inbox. Deep work ritual. Shut the door, turn everything off, turn your phone off, everything, and just have some time to really stay focused on. If you have a project that needs to get done, you know, get rid of distraction. Get rid of the distractions and focus on it. It's amazing. I work well under pressure. I don't know about you, but I know I work well under pressure and I get a lot done when I'm pressured. The problem is I really don't want to feel that way. I don't want to feel pressured. So I'm trying to work on that. I'm trying to make it to where I'm proactive and I'm getting things done before I'm pressured to get them done. I think that's a good thing. So maybe we have to work on that together. What do you think? Number five, track your progress with daily journals. This is really good. A checkoff list, a journal, something to say, oh, you know, in Outlook, I have a task manager for all of my managers. And we every Monday get together and we have a tasks and we look at deadlines and we look at what did we accomplish. And I am telling you, it's so much fun to show the checkoff list, the things that have gotten accomplished. Because sometimes we forget how much we accomplished in a week, a day, a month, a year. It's amazing. It's really kind of encouraging when we can look back on that checkoff list and say, oh, you know, did I get anything done today? And then you look back and go, wow, I got that done, got that done. It's kind of nice. Create a forcing function. Instead of waiting to do work until you feel motivated, try using a forcing function. Serial entrepreneur and angel investor Dan Martell defines a forcing function as any task, activity, or event that forces you to take action and produce a result. What comes to mind is if you're going to have a party, what do? You paint the walls, you clean this, you do that. You have a deadline function that's affording you or making you get things done. So even just if you're trying to get your house clean or your office clean, invite somebody over that you want to impress. You'll get that office cleaned up really fast. Okay, that's just a side note. I don't know anything about that. What am I talking about? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so we talked a little bit about why am I here. And why am I here is really, really important because you do need to know the bigger picture. And so I'm just asking you to take just a little time, some focused time to sit down and breathe, okay? Just sit down with yourself. Get in a comfortable situation, wearing comfortable clothes, you know, go to the bathroom, eat something so that you're totally comfortable, your body's ready to just take on this little challenge. And this little challenge will become huge for you. And if you do this on a regular basis, you will find that you'll be more at peace. And you'll get a whole lot more done. You know, you can carve out 5 minutes. Let's just start with 5 minutes. Carve out 5 minutes of your day and make it a time when you're just going to pray And you're going to ask the Lord to reveal to you what it is you want him to reveal to you. This is your God time. It's your personal time with God. And it's a relational time that only you can spend with him. And he's really desiring it. He wants all your time. He really does. But he does share. But he really wants all your time. And he is a jealous God. He really is. He doesn't want you to be focused on all these other things. He wants you to be focused on having a relationship with him. So if you have denied him that and denied yourself that, because I'm telling you, it's huge. Take the 5 minutes a day right now. Just focus on that. And just ask. Ask and you shall receive. Ask the Lord to be with you, to reveal to you what it is he wants to reveal to you. And people say, does he talk to you audibly? I mean, do you hear a voice? And some people do. I haven't really heard a voice. It's something that a thought just goes into the mind. For me, it's a thought that goes into the mind. And it feels like he's talking to me because I know it's him. I know it's him because I'm right. You know, sometimes we hear, you know, we might get a thought and think it's God, and then maybe it's not God because we have a deceptor out there too. If you believe in God, you got to understand there's a devil. There is. We don't want to think about that, but he's really there and he is real too. Okay. The Bible talks about him too. But we are protected. Psalm 91, if somebody needs that verse right now, somebody does need that, if that's you. Psalm 91 is a protection verse. If you read that verse, it helps you. If you're feeling vulnerable, if you're feeling just, oh my gosh, so much is going wrong, and you feel like there's a lot of targets on you, that darts are just keep flying, and just when you think you've had enough, there's more coming, read that verse. Read that, and you will find that there's comfort there. And trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That's Proverbs 3:5. Go to the Bible and read Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you to prosper you. He does want to prosper you. What you do with the money is important too, though. If you're going to prosper, he's asking you to do something with that money. I know the money that is coming for me right now in my company and everything is going to go towards this ranch. I know that that's what's happening, is this is all going towards that. I'm starting to speak. I'm going on tour. I'm going to broaden the horizons of Sioux Freeze and the Lord. And I need your help. I need you to help support me. So please support me by coming to the celebration on January 28th. I really would love to see you there. Go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. I really want to connect with you there. Go to the IMs. Get those for yourself. Please do this. It will help you. I'm not kidding you. I know it will help you. I so want to be walking alongside you in your life. I want to be connected with you. I really am asking you to just connect with me. Would you do that, please? And each and every day, just pray to the Lord to guide your steps, guide your words, guide your thoughts. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless you. Until next week. Bye-bye.
This has been the Sue Free Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS.
No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.